to the summer breeze. It's a groovy land, I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. All this anticipation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more back, a little less fun. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your eyes and open up your heart. And maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking.
Are the anniversary of Elvis's death. I got the call from my good friend Joe Curcio today, just like I knew I would. Huge Elvis fan, called Singing Elvis. We talked a little bit, and I've been listening to Elvis all day.
Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Okay, I'll tell you what I'm doing here is I'm practicing. So you can stop listening now if you want, or you can listen. I'm going to talk about some stuff. It might be interesting to you, it might be not. But I've always had the idea of doing a radio show, something along the lines of Daily Source Code, Adam Curry's, where I do it just on the fly. You know, you get everything set up and running and you just go for it. And I just got a MacBook Pro this week. I'm really excited about it. And I'm testing out the new GarageBand. And I'm testing out iWeb. That's where I'll publish these podcasts, these practice podcasts. So that's what this is. See what I can do, see what it can handle. It doesn't seem to be able to handle much right now, which is kind of odd to me. I've got a MacBook Pro, right? A dual 2.4 gigahertz CPU. You think that I would be able to play one audio track and talk at the same time and record, but it keeps screwing up. So maybe it's something with the audio track, the MP3 that I imported, that is giving it trouble. I'm gonna have to troubleshoot this a little bit later. But I'll tell you what, this is the coolest app, the coolest set of apps, iWeb, and I'm a, you know, I do a lot of blogging and I can do PHP and HTML and all of that stuff, but iWeb just makes it so easy and so much fun, and it's probably not the best platform to use in terms of SEO and flexibility, but man, it is just so cool. I'm having so much fun with it. That's why I'm doing this, because you know what? No one's going to listen to this. No one's going to find this. Maybe my family will, and chances are they won't even listen to it. So if you're listening to this and you're my family, the password is Shibboleth. So I'll ask you the password. If you don't know it, then I'll know that you're not a true Christian. So it's been a crazy week setting up this MacBook Pro and my entire system. It's been, you know, lots of troubleshooting, but it seems to be pretty much set up. The other day, my monitors weren't working, and I thought that that was the end of my near-field monitors, JBL, but something seemed to go bump in the night, and now they work perfectly, which is great, because that would have been a major cost. 300 people dead, Peru. It's just insane, the amount of death right now. Peru is probably in shock, so send your prayers to them. We lost 200 Iraqis in these suicide bombings, and U.S. soldiers as well. I mean, I can't even picture 200 people together. I don't know what to do to even contemplate that properly. I'd have to go find a room and count and say, okay, it's probably... Because I'm rarely with a lot of people at any one time. I spend most of my day in my office. But when you are out, you're maybe 100 people on the bus, you know, or on the train, something like that. You're probably only around 20 people at one given time. So, I mean, think of a 200-person crowd. That's the loss of life they had. It's scary stuff. So prayers go out to all the Iraqis and all the soldiers. It's time to get out. In fact, I listened to a really good the journal, Bill Moyers' journal. And let me see if I can pop that in there right now. Do a little search for Bill Moyers. And it's not going to find it. Maybe it'll find it in podcast. There it is. And it's Al-Qaeda. The episode is Al-Qaeda and Iraq. And it's also about earmarks, too. And it wasn't this past weekend, but the weekend before. You can find it on iTunes. Highly recommend. Let me see if I can punch a little bit of that in there. Probably won't let me do it real time, but if I press, and I was right, it wouldn't let me punch it in. I'm gonna go ahead and do that post-production right now.
We turn now to the surge in the fighting in Iraq and the surge by the president to win support for it. His message has been relentless. Go to the White House website and see for yourself. One day there's a press release with the headline, Fact Sheet, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It summed up the president's most recent brief for seeing Al-Qaeda there as part of the same enemy that attacked America on 9/11. The next day, there's another one, setting the record straight, targeting Al-Qaeda. This one's a summary of the 40-plus public appearances the president has made this year alone talking about defeating Al-Qaeda in Iraq. There you see the rundown, January 10th, January 11th, January 13th, and so on, right down to this week's speech at the air base in Charleston, South Carolina, where he invoked Al-Qaeda more than 90 times.
General David Petraeus has said that Al-Qaeda is public enemy number one in Iraq.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq stands out for its
Al-Qaeda
extremism.
Al-Qaeda is the most dangerous.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq's emir in Baghdad.
The Al-Qaeda terrorist, foreign-born Al-Qaeda terrorist.
There will be a big defeat in Iraq, and it will be the defeat of Al-Qaeda.
What explains this obsession with a fraction of the fighters against American troops in Iraq? What's the White House trying to tell us?
So my position has changed. We need to just get out. We just need to get out. Now, the other thing is impeachment, which was the week before. You ought to check that one out. That's some really good stuff. Tough Talk on Impeachment is by a conservative and a liberal. They're both saying that we need to impeach not only the president, but the vice president, which has never been heard of before, I don't believe. And they're just overreaching. They are overreaching again and again and again. And the Democrats are afraid to fight them right now in an election year because they don't want to look soft on terrorism. But everything is up for grabs right now. They can read our emails. They can listen to our phone conversations. We have no privacy. Civil liberties are being tested right now. And that's really important to me. So check that out, this Tough Talk on Impeachment. Let me give you a clip of it right here.
This week on Bill Moyers Journal. Support for impeachment grows. What are the issues?
Opening your mail, your emails, your your phone calls, breaking and entering your home, creating a pall of fear and intimidation. If you say anything against the president, you may find retaliation. We're claiming he's setting precedents that will lie around like loaded weapons.
And that is why we ought to be discussing impeachment. Not because of George Bush and Dick Cheney, but because we are establishing a presidency that does not respect the rule of law. And people, Americans, are rightly frightened by that.
So check that out. It's on iTunes, Bill Moyers. I like to watch the politics on Sundays, and he's one of the shows I catch. So what would be nice if I could add little zingers and stuff like that right in this, and I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to do that, but what I like is the idea of having a little keyboard collection that I can just bang them out when I need to bang them out without having to pre-produce everything and get all of my clips together beforehand, so I can just record this and see what happens. So it's 3:21 here on Thursday the 16th. Katie's calling right now. She's wanting me to come pick her up. So I'm going to end this, and we'll try this again some other time. I know you didn't listen, so I won't ask you to come back.
Shifty and he said nix nix. I wanna stick around, I wanna get a money.